Tina, like so many, is written by Rabbi Elazar Kalir. Just a few words about the way that he wrote Tina Piyutim, and a few words about the style of Tina in general. So Rabbi Elazar Kalir used a lot of sources from Gemara and from Medrash, but his wording is kind of obscure and cryptic, and it's kind of wording the Torah itself. And he uses a very sophisticated way of writing poetry that was modeled by many of the Paitanim that came after him. You can say that when the style of the Aleph Beis is used, as it is in this Kina, it's used because, as Rav Soloveitchik said, you can have so much pain and it would be endless. So in order to put a stop to what we say, a structure to it, the Aleph Beis is used. On the other hand, you could also say that the Aleph Beis is used to motivate us, because sometimes even though you have so much pain, you can't get off the ground, and you need a structure. So Rabbi Elazar Kalir uses different challenging formats and frameworks in order to motivate himself to express himself. And I think it's a model that on this day we're supposed to write and think of our own poetry in the way that he did. This particular kina, ada, chug shamayim, it starts with an unusual word, ada. I wish that I could soar to the shamayim. And one of the reasons of the unusual word is because each stanza has four phrases. And in each phrase, the first three of the four phrases, it uses as the second letter the first and then second, etc., of the Aleph Beis going up to Lamed. So the first stanza in the first three phrases, the second letter is Aleph, and then in the next it's Beis, etc. And in the fourth phrase, the second letter is Taf, and then the next it's Shin, etc., going in order. And sticking to the style, in each stanza he says what he wishes he could do. And sometimes you say, you wish you could do something, if only I could fly to Shemayim, this is what I do. But he's really doing it now. He's really saying all these things from deep in his heart now. And if you just read the simple pshat of each of them, they're very moving. Just the first stanza as the example, he says, I wish that I could soar, that I could fly to the sphere of heaven. Then I would make the heaven cry and lament and sing dirges together with me. And then I would curse this day in which I was twice destroyed. I would lament, and I would wish that my head were a stream of water, and I would contemplate the crying on that night in the Midbar, and I would contrast between the differences of one night and the other night, and between one Midbar and another Midbar. There's a lot to say, the details of the words, what it means one night. The first night of Tishba was the Bechi of Chinam, and then there was the Bechi of Fedora for a reason. Two midbars. There was the midbar where we were cared for and things were good and we received the Torah. Then there's a midbar of suffering. There's much to look at in the details of the words, but just the idea of him going through with the Aleph Beis of pain over and over and over again is something that's a model that we're going to continue throughout the morning. At the end, he changes the voice and he brings in the voice of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds in the last stanza, and he says, from the moment that Klal Yisrael turned away from me, I turned away from them. I turned away from my Torah. There was no choice but to turn away from you and for suffering to ensue. So we go through now the Kina in the order of the Atash. We go through and we say, Adan Kuchman.